You're listening to Comedy Forecast.
I wanted some water because, to be honest, I need to stay hydrated.
My daddy will now begin to ramble. You're listening to The Sour Scrape.
So I needed to get a glass of water. Do you know what I'm Don Crass, by the way, in case you just joined us. Well, of course you just joined us. Don, Listen, don't mind me. I'm a stay-at-work dad recording from my office here just beside an off-ramp from the 405. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean? So as I was saying, I wanted some water because, to be honest, I need to stay hydrated. Listen, here's the thing. Everyone should drink 8 gallons of water a day. Okay, maybe not that much. I'm not sure of the exact amount. Actually, this isn't a medical show, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean? If you came to the show hoping for some sort of dietary or medical advice, I do not know what to tell you. I do not know what to say to you. I just don't. But I digress. As I said, I needed to get some water. Now, back in the day, I would have simply gone to the water fountain, the drinking fountain. Do they have those where you live, the water? You used to find these things everywhere, just like phone booths and cigarette machines. And maybe that was the point. You'd smoke a cigarette, and then when you caught something on fire, you'd try to put it out with the water from the fountain while somebody else called the fire department on the phone. The point is, you used to find these things everywhere, and now, not so much. Where was I going with this? Okay, I should edit this, but we both know I'm not going to do that. So the point is, I got up and went into the break room. Actually, it's not a break room. A break room implies what? There's a seating area in there, but this is a really smallish room with a sink, some cabinets, and a couple of vending machines. I guess it's more of a kitchenette. Is that what you'd call it? I guess so. I'm not sure. I'm just a stay-at-work dad who's not sure if it's a kitchenette. You know what? If you know what to call it, if you drop me an email, will you do that? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean? If you know what it is, let me know. All I know is that I go in there with my big Shrek mug. My big Shrek mug that Lula, my little associate producer, gave me. I go in there with my Shrek mug to get some water. Oh, and that's the other thing that's in the kitchenette break room thing. There's a machine for filtered water. Do they have one of those things where you work? Now see, here's the thing. I have never once seen anyone change the filter in this machine. Not once. Is that a problem? I don't know. I think so, but I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, the lights are off in the kitchenette. Let's just call it a kitchenette, all right? Done. The lights are off, but you can easily see in the room. There are no windows, but clearly there is enough light coming in from the hall, and there's plenty of light from the vending machines, and well, you get the picture. So I don't turn on the lights. Maybe I'm saving a tree, or maybe I'm just lazy. The point is, I don't need the lights on. I'm fine. Everything is fine. I can do this. There's plenty of light in the room. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean? And while I'm standing there, filling up my big Shrek mug from the machine for which they never change the filter, someone comes walking into the doorway of the kitchenette. Let's call him Bob. Bob rounds the corner, starts to walk into the kitchenette, and stops. He stops. Frozen like a deer caught in some headlights. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what? Bob just stands there for a second, transfixed, then reaches over and ever so casually flips on the lights. Then he gives me the nod. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. That guy, you know, that how you doing nod. And then he goes and gets a Coke from the machine. Now here's the thing. Why did he need to do that? Turn on the light. We established that there's plenty of light in the room. Did I appear threatening in some way? Was I threatening standing there with my big Shrek mug? Can't two people be in the kitchenette at the same time with the lights off? This room with all the light pouring in, you could probably read legal fine print in this room with the amount of light that was in there, but Bob... Bob has to turn on the light. Why? I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, Mr. Turn on the Light in the Already Lit Room Guy. Maybe I'm overreacting. I mean, what do I know? I'm just a stay-at-work dad. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I... Listen, thanks for checking out the sourest grape. I have to go back to work now. No, really, you go ahead with your lives, and I need to go make some copies down in the Xerox room. I just hope I don't get stuck down there with Crazy Dave. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I think you know what I'm talking about.
The Sour Scrape is produced in spite of every attempt to stop it since 2004.
The music used in today's show is Sundial 134 by 37 Hertz, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Also, I want to give special thanks to Dan Klass of The Bitterest Pill, located at thebitterestpill.com, for his help. And very special, extra, super mega thanks to Hudson for lending his voice to this silly little parody. You know, Hudson, along with Dan, have just launched a brand new video show called Animal Rescue Force Friends. But rather than me tell you about it, I'm going to let Hudson take care of that.
The producers of The Bitterest Pill present Animal Rescue Force Friends, a show with three key elements: a boy, the animal kingdom, and a greedy poacher. See traps being set, geese running only on courage and bravery, a man with heart and soul made of steel, and most of all, the team of a lifetime. Join the fun at ARFF.TV.
Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Zune Marketplace,
Zune me baby,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.